This is Les Sekely filling in for Bruce Van Dyke. I have Craig Adams here in the studio, and as of last night, the city of Lorain is welcoming a new school board president. His name is Mr. Tony DiMacchia, and we have Mr. DiMacchia on the line right now. Tony, good morning. Welcome very much to the morning show.
Having me.
Tony, so take us through the process from last night. Why do we have a new school board president, and why you?
Well, we felt that at this point in time where we're at with House Bill 70 and a new commission that we needed to find a different strategy, and the board agreed that we would change leadership and change our appointment to the commission and try to find a better place for the district to, I guess, fight this battle with the state of Ohio and what we believe is possibly an effort to turn Lorain City Schools into a charter school. House Bill 70 is set to actually help public schools. It's the state's effort. It's the governor's initiative. And, you know, we've been in this process for several years now, and we've always had a pretty good relationship with the state of Ohio and the former commission. And we are very optimistic coming into this process with the new commission, considering many of those folks that were appointed to the commission were local and they understood our community. But that hasn't been the case up until this point in time, and currently, they were going through a process to select a CEO, which the CEO would come into the district and take over full authority of the district and, you know, bring their initiatives, bring an academic plan, develop an academic plan in efforts to help our academic achievement. However, they've taken a process where the commission is really responsible for selecting that CEO, and they've handed it off to a firm, Atlantis Research Group out of Chicago, and they just haven't handled the process very well, and we're very concerned about the future of our school district.
It appears the commission will meet on Monday to name a CEO, but it's my understanding you passed a resolution last night asking them to hold off?
Correct. Yeah, we would like them to suspend their process, fire the firm that they brought in, because we found some things that just are alarming to us, in which many of the candidates, four of the five candidates, are directly attached to this firm, which, you know, that's just, you know, I mean, how does that happen? And we've also found some things that in the history of this firm, what they've been doing, and we just don't think that they've handled the process appropriately. And, yeah, so we felt as a board, you know, we need to fight for our kids and our community, and this is a time to rally around and hope that the commission takes their authority back, rethinks this process, goes back to the drawing board, and does a search. You know, if they select a different firm, that's fine. But we just think that, you know, the candidates that they brought just aren't fit for our district. And we just hope that they listen to our voice and try to work collaboratively with us and actually become a true partner in this process.
When you look at that process, were you disappointed that Dr. Jeff Graham, the current super, was not included?
I was, actually. You know, I've been working with Dr. Graham now for the last 2 years, and I got to tell you guys, I just think that he has done just a fantastic job. Now, make no mistake, we all believe that we have to do better in our academic system. We have to do better for our kids. But Dr. Graham has a great plan in place. He has just done a great job engaging the community. He's got a great leadership team. We've got great educators. And he's just done a fine job with the district he's been handed. Now, he walked into this system that was in academic distress, and he wanted to be here, and he's just fought for these kids and just done a fantastic job. And if you look at his resume, I mean, to be honest with you, some of these candidates wouldn't even be a good assistant to Jeff Graham. And for him not to even make the finals, it was kind of disappointing.
Tony, this is Les. Do you think part of the problem was you had said that the folks you were working with were from Chicago? And again, Chicago is several hundred miles away. Do you think part of the problem is that they weren't local to this area? And the more local people who understand Lorain and the dynamic of Lorain, the more people that you have here working on this would be ultimately better?
Yeah, I believe that. And I think that's part of the problem. But the real big part of the problem was, this is the same firm that functioned in Youngstown as well. And Youngstown's in, they're in a very difficult and challenging situation now. And the academic distress hasn't helped them. It's actually hurt them, and we're trying not to go to that place. But what we found out about this firm is, you know, their pattern of behavior selecting candidates just is, in my opinion, sort of unethical. You know, it's like they're bringing their friends to the table, get them jobs to hopefully get a contract from the district. And, you know, I just don't think that's the proper way to try to find a legitimate professional candidate that can move our academic system forward.
Sometimes school boards bring in superintendent candidates from out of state, out of the area, to kind of give a fresh eye to the situation, to shake things up a little bit at times.
Yeah.
Do you have any opposition to someone coming in from out of town, out of state, to lead the school system?
No, I have no opposition to that. I mean, if the candidate is has a great resume, has experience, understands our school system, understands the children we teach, can come in and work with our teachers and work with our staff and work with some of our leaders. I mean, if we're not getting the job done, I have no arguments with bringing somebody in that can help get us to a different place. But again, you know, I think Jeff Graham has been moving us in the proper direction. And, you know, we have some great programs. We got some great career technical programs. We got a great partnership with Lorain County Community College. We're doing some great things in the classroom. And we have some great kids. We just haven't reached the state standards that they need us to reach, and we have to get better at that. So, no, I'm not against somebody coming in. That's not the real issue. And it really isn't about – this whole process isn't about Dr. Jeff Graham either, although I am very in support of him and hope that he sticks around, because I think that that will certainly help us become successful. You know, it really is about the process that has gotten to the point we are at right now.
This morning, we're talking to Lorain's new school board president, Tony Damacchia. And Tony, in this morning's Chronicle Telegram, Councilman Angel Arroyo is quoted as saying he wants everybody to come out to Monday's Academic Distress Commission meeting to see what's going on and maybe voice their concerns as well. Will this be a joint meeting of the school board and the commission, or will it just be a commission? And do you want people to come out as well?
Yeah, no, this is just a commission meeting. We will not be any part of that meeting. But, you know, I agree with Councilman Arroyo, and I think this is a time where, you know, our community needs to unite and be strong and fight for our kids and our school district. I mean, we're still a fairly large school district, and we have a lot of pride in Lorain, and I think now is the time that we have very little time to hopefully fix this process and this system and bring somebody great into our system. So, yeah, the more people we can get out there to voice their opinion and say, hey, guys, you know, just reconsider and let's go back to the drawing board. Let's try to do this the right way, and let's try to bring the right person into Lorain City School District.
We've been talking this morning to the new school board president of Lorain, Mr. Tony Damacchia. Tony, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.